provided, of course, that at the time you're in the house. Well, folks, it turns out that one of the phrases I used at the beginning of this piece was more appropriate than I suspected at the time. It's clear to me now that in the dumper is exactly where this piece has wound up. So that's it. I'm out the door. Here are some interesting sex facts from Thailand, accurate as of 15 years ago. And I apologize for the dated quality of this information, but I find it fascinating, and since it's accurate, I wish to include it here. In 1990 alone, 5 million sex tourists, mostly affluent men from Japan, spent $4.5 billion on sex in Thailand. The country at that time had 800,000 child prostitutes under the age of 16, prostitution being the major occupation for children between 10 and 16. The girls earn 20 to 80 cents a week, and their recruitment begins at 6 years of age. Additionally, at that time, there were 200,000 Thai prostitutes working in Europe. In 1993, there were 600,000 Thais infected with AIDS, with 1,200 new cases occurring every day. I have only one question to ask. Doesn't anyone in Asia jerk off anymore? By the way, I can't get newer statistics because apparently everyone in Thailand is too busy getting undressed. Putting the cat out. It was nearly 11:30 and I had just put the cat out. But it hadn't been easy. He had burned more fiercely than I anticipated. The poor thing had caught fire earlier in the evening when, in an effort to test his reflexes, I had thrown his favorite toy mouse into the fireplace, and instinctively he raced in after it. Whoom, you might say. At first I let him burn a while, just to teach him a lesson, and to peel off a couple of layers of the mud, mange, and matted hair which seemed lately, sadly, to have robbed him of a step or two. But I must admit I was also quite fascinated by the many spectacular colors he began to glow with. Colors, no doubt, owed in part to the countless hours he spent killing time in the toxic dump next door. It was quite a show. In fact, I saw several pyrotechnic effects I dare say have not been witnessed since the Grouchy home exploded during the bicentennial. Then, as the feline conflagration began to burn itself out, and I could see the clear, stark outline of his hairless body, he began to emit a dense cloud of smoke, along with some other gaseous substance, which I can only describe as cat steam. Acting quickly, I covered him with several cheap sweaters that no longer fit, and pounded him gently, although not without anger, for just over an hour, or until the smoke died down and he stopped his by then bothersome screeching. At that point, energized, apparently by a sudden burst of pain and fear, he leapt several feet into the air, went stiff and spread-eagled, and began to spin violently, giving off an ominous low-frequency hum and circling the ceiling fan in an elliptical orbit. He circled for the better part of an hour, and then finally, exhausted, or I thought maybe dead, he went suddenly limp. His orbit decayed, and he smashed into an 18th-century brake front, landing heavily on the floor. For 3 days he lay motionless. When finally he awoke, I opened a can of bits of kidney and fed him by hand. I can tell you this, although he looked quite unusual and he smelled god-awful, I was glad I could be there for him when he needed me. Saving the little things we remove from our bodies comes from our natural curiosity. We all have it. We're curious about ourselves, we're curious about our bodies, so we're curious about all the little parts that we clip, snip, pluck, pull, or pick off of ourselves. Toenail clippings are a good example. I'll set the scene for you. You're sitting on the bed at home one night, and something really shitty comes on TV, like a regularly scheduled primetime network program. And you think, well, I'm not going to watch Raymond Blows the Milkman. I'm going to clip my fucking toenails. So you start to clip your toenails, and every time you clip one of them, the little clipped part flies several feet away. You notice that? These little things fly all over the bed. So when you're finished clipping, you have to gather them all back into a little pile. You can't leave them all over the bed. They make little dents in your legs. You don't need that. You have to gather them back into a pile. And do you ever notice